Book reviews. These reviews do not constitute official church endorsement of these books, but the books have been carefully reviewed to ensure that church standards are observed. Picture Books, An Old-Fashioned Thanksgiving by Louisa May Alcott. When their parents have to leave to care for a sick grandmother, the Bassett children decide to make Thanksgiving dinner in time for their parents' return. A Gift by Young Chen. Amy's mother misses her siblings during Chinese New Year. They live in China while Amy and her mother live on the other side of the world. But Amy's uncles and aunts send a special present to help the family feel closer during the holiday. Fiction for children ages 5 through 9. Snowshoe Thompson by Nancy Smiler Levinson. Pictures by Joan Sandon. Danny is worried that his father won't be able to get home for Christmas because of the snow. That is, until John Thompson comes up with a clever way to cross the treacherous mountains. T-Rex is Missing by Tommy DePaola. Sometimes Billy doesn't like that he never gets to play with Morgie's T-Rex. When the dinosaur goes missing, Morgie suspects Billy. Find out what happens when two friends learn about forgiveness and sharing. Fiction for children ages 10 through 12. All-Star Fever by Matt Christopher, illustrated by Annie Dudeney. Buzz is working hard to get picked for the All-Star baseball team, and things look even better when his parents give him a new bike. But when Buzz breaks his parents' rules, he can't concentrate on the baseball field. Will Buzz be the best player and person he can be? The Hundred Dresses by Eleanor Estes, illustrated by Louis Slobodkin. Wanda Petronsky is shy, and her family doesn't have a lot of money. When she announces that she has 100 dresses at home, her classmates begin to tease her every day. When Wanda stops coming to school, two girls search to find out the truth behind the mysterious dresses. Nonfiction. Once There Was a Raindrop by Judith Anderson, illustrated by Mike Gordon. Have you ever wondered where rain comes from? Whether you cover up with an umbrella or stomp in big puddles, learning about the Earth's water cycle is sure to be a splash. The Dayglow Brothers by Chris Barton, illustrated by Tony Persiani. Have you ever seen bright colors that almost seem to glow even in daylight? These Dayglow colors were created by two brothers with very different dreams. Working together with a lot of experimentation, they made the glowing colors that are now used all over the world. End of book reviews, read by Susie Venable.